السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without love is not possible, because worshipping is extreme form of love. It is expression to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who proclaim shahada, he says that he is a believer, amanu, then he is basically expressing that he has a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for the creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that if you want to reach me, you want to achieve the love for Allah, you have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without love for Prophet, love for Allah is not possible. So that's why the love, the hub, which is the Arabic word love, is mentioned in the Quran and also in the Ahadith. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Allah loves the believers, and the believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, they have a shadeed love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extreme form of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a love that we experience in our life, which is a spontaneous reaction, a human nature, that they start liking something. For example, you are passing through a place and you see some scenic point. When you see some scenic point, you immediately start liking it. You start mentioning to your fellows that how beautiful is this place. Look at that, how the trees are, how the water stream is going. All this, you know, it's like a spontaneous. You look towards a little bird, the colors of the bird, it attracts you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hiding himself. You cannot see. Allah is Jameel. You know, Allah is the creator of beauty. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is so beautiful. The people who will enter into the paradise, they will enjoy paradise. But when they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will forget about the paradise. Such a beautiful thing, you know, such a beautiful experience by looking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so this is something, you know, it is not possible in this dunya that we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we can see the sifat, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can look around the all this surrounding that we have. We can look ourselves, how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as a human being. You know, we can look all the stars, the sky, the, you know, the trees, everything. The beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it into that. So we can look into that and we can start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so, you know, that's something need, you know, bring to understanding. The quality is required of thinking, is required. If a person, he don't pay attention, doesn't matter how beautiful things are around, he will not pay attention and he will not understand the beauty. He will not appreciate anything. So that's why it is very important that one has to look around and think, process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a creator, he's a Khaliq. And how much mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon us that every day we wake up and we start moving and we start functioning. That's also His giving. When someone is giving, we truly love. You know. So that's why this is the month of Rabiul Awwal. We need to learn and think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was loving his ummah, his nation, all. That's why we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number two, it is also the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just very important thing. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That we have to love Allah and Rasulullah more than whatsoever is our belonging. That's something we need to, you know, understand. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself, He loves Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, He gave us a message. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. That you need to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything, any relation that you have. More than yourself, you know, we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves Rasulullah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the previous books, you know, the Bible, the Old Testament, the Zabur, all these books, and the Quran is constantly is mentioning about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reminding us that we need to truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the benefit of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that on the day of judgment we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the hadith al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, if we will love the most Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be, you know, next to Rasulullah, we will be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why it is a benefit that we should love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we have to prove ourselves that we are really loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we truly, you know, having this relation or not? You know, so when we love someone, we automatically we respect the person. You know, we love our parents and we respect our parents. Without respecting our parents, we cannot prove that we are having love for our parents. Toqiruhu wa taqdiruhu alayhi salatu wassalam. So we should have this respect, the, you know, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a very important characteristics that we have to develop in our personality. Number two, we should not raise our voice in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not with us. Sahaba never raised their voice. So what we have to do, we should not have any opinion in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam opinion. If Rasulullah is mentioning something, we should not have our own opinion. You know, today people are opinionated. They are feeling pride that I have my opinion. You know, this opinion, we have to be careful when it comes to Allah and Rasulullah. When it's a Quran and Hadith, we have to be quiet. Not like just start saying, oh, from where this Hadith came? What is this? What is this? No, you have to be quiet. Don't raise your voice in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam opinion. Then we have to have a respect with the relations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything which is related with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, we have to have a respect. We should have a respect. Even if this is a city, Makkah, where the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried, Medina, the believers, they have a respect for those cities, you know, mashallah, because Rasulullah spent his time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swear about these cities. These are balad-e amin. They are surrounded by the haram. Has some value in religion. And similarly, anything comes from these cities, anything belonging, you know, those cities, you know, all, you know, has value. Even this member I am sitting, this is called member Rasul, you know, this stage has a value, you know. This design has a value because Rasulullah, he used this design, the clothing Rasulullah, the appearance Rasulullah used to have, everything has a value relation to Rasulullah. And also very important, the companions of Rasulullah, the Sahaba and the family of Rasulullah. Whenever it comes, you know, we have to have feelings in our heart. That's why Rasulullah said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi la tattakhiduhum min ba'di gharada, faman ahabbahum fabihubbi ahabbahum. So, you know, this is something we have to learn that, and we have to push ourselves, because I said, you need mind, you have to push yourself that I have to love Allah, I have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to teach our children that they have to also be respectful with Allah and Rasulullah and have a love for. And then when we have a love, we have a relation, then al-iqtada'u bihi, the next is we have to follow. This is the month of Rabiul Awwal. This is the reminder of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the greatest blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in human shape. Allah can make him a different creation, you know, like superior than angels or something like angels. Allah gave him the same appearance, eyes and ears, hands and feet. So we can follow, we can iqtada, we can follow him. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of him, he gave respect to mankind. Mankind has a great respect. You know, remember that from all other creation, mankind has a respect. That's why when a person die, we wash him and we make him a kafan and a burial. Rest all animals, they decay on the surface. Mankind has respect. So that's something we need to also learn, that this is something very important, you know, to have iqtada. If we are not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we are saying we love Rasulullah, then this claim is not strong enough to prove our love, you know. And then at the same time, if someone dislike your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, if someone dislike your loved one, what you should do? You should not like him. Very natural. You cannot like him, you know. So you should also have distance. Very natural thing, you know. If someone hate your child, what you gonna do? We're gonna start loving him, you know. You're gonna tell him, explain him, you know. You can teach him. That's not the behavior. But if he truly keep disrespecting and liking, what you're going to do inside your heart, you should have also disliking this behavior. We should not dislike people, but we should dislike the behavior. That's something we need to learn, that anything disrespectful to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should dislike that behavior. Then we should discuss about our loved ones. You know, when you love someone, you need to discuss also zikr. You know, that's something very important. And our zikr is salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. A believer, he forget saying salawat and durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Months and months pass. How come it's possible? You are having shahada, you know, and you witness Allah and Rasulullah, and you never remember him. You never say La ilaha illallah. You never say Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how come this is a love that you having in your heart and is not coming out from your tongue? And then at the same time, we should have a desire to meet our beloved Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in this dunya, there is two ways. One, we should pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are unable to see him, but we can see him in the dream. Allah can make it possible to meet him in our dream. And physically, yes, we can go to Madina Munawwara, we can stand over there, we can say salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, that's why Hajj Umrah is very important, especially for a believer, one time in life, at least one time in life, go over there, express your feelings, you know, go and see the place where the Quran was getting revealed, you know, see where Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say Ahad Ahad, where Abu Bakr is resting, you know, see over there the Sahaba, you know, how they lived their life, try to understand the history of Islam at least one time, you know. So, but the reality is you can go as many times you want to go, there's no restrictions. Go as many times you want to go. So this is something, you know, we need to have the desire. And then at the same time, when we will die, inshallah, we all make dua that we should go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should stay in his company. That's why this love is very important. And the person who gonna love, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him on the day of judgment in his company. So that's what is this love is required from every believer, that he should have this love, and we should also continue having the durood and salam to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last thing is, you know, we should have feelings for the same feelings that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have for the ummah. You know, we should have this feeling in our heart that this ummah is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anyone, you know, who is suffering, having any pains, we should have this feeling. I want to conclude over here. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ